Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited to have you with us on today. It was a very special guest, and you'll be hearing more about her in just a moment. Antonia Lawrence, the person that's singing The Power of a Woman, and every time I hear it, I get so excited. But you can also get it on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. That's Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. Let me share with you a little bit about some of our sponsors. Mobi Flyer. A Mobi Flyer is a custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do, but can't. Mobi Flyer brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. A mobile flyer is fun to interact with and engage your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. To hear more about it, please visit MobiFlyers.mobi, MobiFlyers.mobi, MobiFlyers.mobi. Also, Matters of the Heart, do you have the 2015 Women of Power ringtone? It's free. It's a download. Please get that official ringtone, Matters of the Heart. Serves on your Android or Apple device. bit.ly/givingmylove. That's bit.ly/givingmylove. Go there and download the free ringtone for Women of Power. Now, more from our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Wow, we have some awesome sponsors. Please support them. They are the ones that keep Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio coming to you. Special guest, I am so excited to have this great woman on our program of today. We've been trying to get this interview for about a year now, and we finally got it so that it was in God's timing and right timing. I want to share with you a little bit about our special guest, Dr. Renee Sunday. the Platform Builder. Renee Sundy, MD, is the founder and CEO of Sunday Publishing Company, LLC, and RS Commerce, PC. Dr. Renee Sundy is notably known as the Platform Builder. She practiced anesthesia for over 13 years. I have a shared mission to encourage and empower others to enjoy life and obtain their dreams. She enjoys being an instrument in God's plan to render services and to show compassion, love, and the standard of care. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a calling. Everyone has a reason to be on this earth right now. A lot are asking, why was I created? I believe that Dr. Renee will share with us some of those great answers that I know she has in her wealth of knowledge and wisdom. Please welcome with me Dr. Renee Sundy. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. We've been trying to get together, like I said, a little bit over a year now, but it was in God's timing and perfect timing.
That's right. That's right. Always on time.
Always on time. Always on time. So I was sharing with them a little bit about what you do, and you also have a radio and television program. Tell us a little bit about Good Deeds before we go into the interview.
Well, thank you so much, VJ. You are just fabulous, and you have an awesome platform, so I'm just honored and privileged to be here. But, yes, I do have a radio and television show called Good Deeds, and basically we want to share that everybody, there are good deeds happening every second, every minute, every month, not just once a year, as some people think at certain seasons of the holidays. But we want to share whatever is going on in your life. Even though you think it's bad, your mess is actually a message to other people. So we do. We actually have the opportunity of doing it via radio and television, and we named it Good Deeds because good deeds are happening all the time. But we just have to bring visibility to that, instead of the negative that sometimes comes out.
Right, right. Awesome, awesome. What an awesome opportunity that you've been given and granted to be able to share that with many. Because I agree with you. Sometimes you think that good deeds are to be done only during holidays and certain occasions. But like you said, every day. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But I want to talk to you this morning. And I want you to share with our listeners some of the things that's been on our hearts. This is the month of May, and we've been talking to women of wisdom and mothers and women that carry so much. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Sundy, what do you believe is the key element to strengthening women in ministry? Now, let me preface that because, first of all, we need to know that women in ministry need strengthening also, like everyone else. So what do you believe is the key element to strengthening women in ministry?
Oh, Dr. BJ, that's a loaded question. But, you know, the most important thing, because you said the key element, I think the key element, we need to make sure we have a personal, and I mean personal, relationship with our Heavenly Father. We can actually learn a lot from listening to other people's testimonies. We can actually read different materials. We can actually hear different sermons, which we're supposed to hear. And the thing is, we actually have to have that personal relationship so we can actually hear what's behind the sermon, what's behind the book, what's actually behind the whatever's going on in our life. And God will actually, he will, as the kids say, download that, but he will actually, the unction of the Holy Spirit would actually give us that information so we can apply that to our life, that we can actually change. And when someone else see that light in us, guess what? They will come and actually, why are you so happy? Why are you just, you took that situation to a whole nother level. Instead of making it negative, you made it positive. And that actually, at that point, you have an opportunity to witness to other people and tell them about the goodness of God. So I think the most important thing, of course, is to have that personal relationship. As the old people say, be at the feet of Jesus. But you have
right,
to have
right,
that
right.
You have to have that reading time, that meditation time, And, of course, don't be cocky like unfortunate some people have. They think they know what the scriptures mean, but we have to read it over and over and meditate, as the word says. And he will give us the revelation that we need to share with others and, of course, apply to our life.
That's good, Dr. Sunny. That's good. And I think one of the things you said that really stuck out was that we need to have that relationship with our Father so that he can tell us what to say, when to say it, as the unction of the Holy Ghost so leads. I believe we got to listen. We've got to listen to that sister. If I've seen Dr. Sunday one way for a period of time, and then all of a sudden there's a direct change, I need to know what's going on. But I don't need to, I need to let the Holy Spirit tell me when, what to ask, when to ask, and when to be quiet.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Well, amazing, amazing. So have you seen, how do you think women in business, in ministry, in leadership, in whatever arena, why do you think sometimes they don't share that they're feeling weak, or they don't share that they need someone to walk with them and talk with them?
Oh, that's Dr. BJ, that's an awesome question. And I'm being from the South, so I'm going to be a little preference from that. You know, back in the old days, I could even look at, you know, my mother and my grandmother. Whatever happened in the house stayed in the house. And, you know, like the saying say, what happens in Las Vegas, stay in Las Vegas. And it was just a norm, if you will, that whatever happened, be it good and bad, actually stayed in the house. And we know of, so, you know, kids, the things that's happening now, it happened then, but it was hush-hush, and the family took care of it. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that the family actually bonded together to strengthen each other. But the thing is, what has happened is we don't have the family unit that I grew up with and that, you know, Dr. BJ grew up with. We actually have a lot of single parents. We have a lot of, I don't like the word, as a corporate America call it, dysfunction. I don't think it's dysfunction. It's just, it's not what we have grown up. We shouldn't put a term on it saying dysfunction. But we as women, we have had to do so much, you know, have what they said, fry the bacon and put it, bring the bacon home, the little fan. But we have become so involved that we keep things inside. And this generation now, I can really say with my niece, I have really seen it. She actually is more open with my mother, which is her grandmother, and my sister, more than we ever have been. And so one thing we can really say about this generation, they call them millennials, they actually are more vocal and they actually tell more, but we are the problem. My age in the 40s and the people that's in the 50s, we have kept so much inside that we end up beating ourselves up and, you know, condemning ourselves, which we know we shouldn't condemn ourselves. But we actually have, we're beginning, we're doing it, Dr. BJ, we're beginning to open up and be able to share with other people. But it goes back again to the Holy Spirit telling you who you need to expose yourself to, because some people, unfortunate, will use that against you in some type of fashion. But so you have to have that right mentor, that right coach that you have a peace with, that God has gave you that discernment that you need to talk to this person. So that's very important, because I personally can say I've shared my, if you want to call it, skeletons in the closet with other people, and then they bring it up later and later and later. But I've learned not to do that. I wait till God says, this is a person that that he has entrusted me to have a listening ear. So I really believe that that is changing. The people in my age group, 40, 50, is changing, and they are being able to come open with people. And I have to say this, Dr. BJ, you know, both of us are women of God, but sometimes that may not be someone in the church. Sometimes it may actually be a psychologist or a psychiatrist or even your neighbor or even a family member. So all the time it may not be someone that's actually in your church as well.
I agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I do, because sometimes you need a little space in between what's going on and what's being stated. Sometimes you need a little space in there. So I do agree with that. I do agree with that. And that's a wise statement, Sunny. That's very wise. So with that being said, do you believe, and I hear you were saying about your niece and being more vocal, I see with my grandkids, they're more vocal and more, I would even go as far as to use the word alert than I will. I think I was at that age. But do you believe there's a distinctive shift which we have to nurture and address in this season?
Well, you know, I always, because I don't have kids, but I always look at my mom and my sister, and, of course, now my niece as the generations, the three generations, for example, because the way my mom and dad raised me and my sister and my brother is totally different. And mm-hmm. then what my sister had to do with her two kids. I think I know the foundation is still there. The word of God is there. But when my mom looked at me funny, my dad looked at me funny, I knew to straighten up.
Right.
They didn't have to come and yell. My mom didn't even have to open her mouth, and she gave me that look. I knew to straighten up. And now these kids, as old people say, they're more wiser, and more technology driven, but they actually sometimes don't think about the things that they're doing before they do it. They, you know, respond emotionally a little quicker than our generation. Some things as simple as, notice it's negative when kids go to the mall and they take something that don't belong to them, when they kind of sneak out the house. I don't even have, I didn't have sense enough, Dr. BJ, to even think about doing something like that, because my dad's a big guy. He's 6'3", and I, you know, the fear, just like the fear of God, I really had that fear of God and my parents and the reverence. I knew at a young age when my mom and dad left the house that they went to provide something for us, that they actually did to make our life better, and they've done a wonderful job with that. And so what the young kids now totally miss that, and I see that even in my niece and nephew and young kids, they miss all the sacrifices and the awesome job that their parents are doing to make their life better. And they don't realize it, unfortunately, until they get in their 30s and 40s, but, you know, they have, you know, they've had their parents on their knees, you know, as the old people say, have worn
right.
out the rug praying.
right. It's amazing. But I agree. I do think there is a shift in this season of our lives that we need to nurture. We need to care for. We can't be so busy doing ministry that we're not serving people. You know, we can't be so busy doing that we're not serving people. That's what we're called to do. We can't be so so active that we're not placing our words into action. You know, we become so active in so many different things, and we're an advocate for this, an advocate for that, with a title. But are you actually serving people? Are you making an impact? Are you really nurturing and caring for? I'm from the South as well, and when the older people, you came a time where the younger people just sit down and listen until we knew it was time to leave, and nobody had to say a word. It was a look. It was a look that, okay, I've shared with you tonight, now it's time for you to go. But I don't know if we're really nurturing our young people, not just teens. I'm talking about our young women that really need that maternal care, And you made another very good point. Everything that you speak with someone or share with someone, it's not always going to be someone in your church or in your ministry. There are times when you need professional help. There are times when you need someone that's not so close up on the situation. So that was a very good point, Dr. Sunny, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
You know, T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes says that, and he was transparent and said that he was praying for all the people that came, you know, in his ministry and people that needed prayer. But he had some stuff going on in his own house that he couldn't intercede, he couldn't pray for. So all of us have things that's going on. You know, as the kids say, all of us have issues. But the thing is, we have to make sure we have that discernment of what, like you said earlier, so beautiful, Dr. BJ, when to talk and when not to talk.
right. Yeah, that's very, very important. And every time someone, a woman is talking to you or wanting to be cared for or loved, she's not always looking for you to give an answer. Sometimes she just wants to vent, just wants to get it out. But let me ask you a question. How do you believe the media, or do you believe it has a positive or negative influence on kingdom laborers? How do you think this is the media? But you and I both are very much involved in the media, so what do you think?
Yeah, that's why I laugh, because both of us are a part of that. But you know the thing, and I hate to say it, the major media, you know, that what drives their ratings up, unfortunately, and all of us drive the TV programs, even the commercials that have some behaviors in it and talks about, you know, stuff like smoking and stuff. It actually have higher ratings. So what a lot of the media have succumbed to is going with the negative or the not so good things, because it unfortunate a lot of people want to hear that. As the kids say again, Dr. BJ, people like drama, unfortunately. But what I do, and I know you do as well, is I stay with the positive, because we actually, if you are the light would knock out the darkness, as we know what Jesus did and what God did to the earth. We have to make sure we're the light of the world, that we actually, you know, show the right character, that you'll do the right thing even when somebody's not looking. So we actually have to do the right thing. I personally had to, Dr. BJ, when I got in the media, I had to really learn how to delegate things, because me being in the medical field as well, I'm used to being facts. 1, 2, 3, 4. If I write an order for the nurses, boom, they're going to do it, you know. And then I call this corporate America, the media, and being coaching and, you know, all the public speaking. You have to really, and I hate to say the word sell, but you really have to sell yourself to the people for them to look at your website more than one time. And then they have to come back several other times before they even become involved in your community or purchase a product. So people are looking, all that I'm trying to say is people are looking for consistency. So what we have to do is stay consistent to the vision that God has given us for our platforms, even though other radio, TV, or other media is doing things negative. We have an obligation to our children and our children's children to show positive, so they will be able to see that they can be the president. They can see that they can be a media personality. They can see that they can actually have many business like Bishop T.D. Jakes and Oprah Winfrey and all the people that we see on TV, Beyonce, that we can actually do positive things, not all the negative that we actually hear from some of the media platforms.
Wow. So that we are so blessed we're getting posts on social media even while we're on, because what you are saying is what's so needed to hear, what we so need to hear in this season. But we only have a few more moments, so I wanted to ask you something. What's the vision for you? And what tools do you believe God is giving you to implement your vision?
Amen. That is so amazing, Dr. BJ. God has opened up so many things in my life. That just had the opportunity to be, you know, part of Oprah Winfrey's, you know, team and part of T.D. Jakes, not once but twice. And then, you know, Black Enterprise, he's opened up so many platforms. And people ask me, why did I pick Platform Builder? It actually is building God's kingdom. and really that's what it is, because I'm trying to every day to be the light that actually show people that you, if you do the right thing, the money will come. And it won't come, it'll actually chase you down. You don't have to worry about if somebody, because I get a lot of calls, Dr. BJ, about, well, they're not liking my post on Facebook. They're not retweeting. Don't worry about that. Just be consistent and stay to what God has given you. But what we're doing, I'm delegating more, and I'm not actually doing as much of the social media that I have done in the past, because that's been a process for me, Dr. BJ, to delegate more things. I'm actually speaking more, doing more keynote addresses. I'm actually in seminary school as well, and so I've actually have have learned to delegate more things, so I'm actually able to focus, and as we said earlier, be at the feet of Jesus, to be able to listen and, of course, hear the right things, because at the same time, the Holy Spirit is unctioning us, the devil is trying to talk as well. So you have to make sure you actually stay in focus. So that's a lot of the things that I'm doing. I'm actually getting out more and doing more speaking myself, and I'm actually, of course, in school, learning more about God's word. So I'm just so grateful for that. And good deeds is always going to be there, and all the different teleseminars, webinars that we do. But I thank you so much, Dr. BJ, because you are a great role model in the things that you do. You have a stellar excellence in everything you put on the media platform. So I thank you so much to be a sister in Christ in the media field as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Sunday. I appreciate that. And believe me, I'm always seeing what you're doing, and it's always been something that could help impact not only my life, but the life of many. Do you have a website that we can share with our audience?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you, Dr. BJ. It's www.reneesunday.com.
Yeah, make sure you connect with this woman. Media hall. She's an inspirational coach, passion and purpose guru, author, publisher, and an anesthesiologist. So I'm saying, when I grow up, Dr. Sun, I'm going to be like you.
Amen. All the glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. You're awesome. I love you. I love you.
Oh, love you back. Love you back. I know you've been blessed by this program on today. I know you have. I've been. And if you would like to connect with Dr. Sunday, please, if you've given us her website, go visit her website, connect with her on social media. If you know someone, I'm sure you do, that needs to hear this program, the re-air, or the on-demand re-air will be on women-of-power.org, women-of-power.org. Click on the Walking in Power icon, and you'll be able to hear the replay of this. I'm so excited, Dr. Sunday. You have really blessed my life on today. We pray distinct, abundant blessings upon your life, your ministry, your family, your media personality that goes across the airwaves. Let them flow from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and may your words be impactful and make life-changing decisions for people that really need to hear it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. It's been another great day on Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. By the way, whatever you do, wherever you go in power, we'll see you soon.